Yeah. 97.9 The Loop. It's Abe Cannon Show. My name's Abe Cannon. Joined by Ryan Mano.
Hey, pal.
Sam.
Hello.
And Bay. Sam, yeah. Your mic's... I don't think your mic's on over there, Sam.
Are we on?
Yes.
He's the one next to you.
Are we on?
Right. You might as well just turn all the mics on.
Yeah, I could hear you, Bass.
It's to be
turn
expected.
Turn them all on.
There we go.
It's been a few years since we've been in here.
Yeah. This is where we started. This is where we started our radio careers at a station called Q101. And this is the actual studio
right.
that we all started.
How weird was it? You and me and Bass walking that walk this morning from the
creepy.
Same parking garage in the snow. When I think back to the time.
Because last time, weren't you
hall.
Taken out in handcuffs? And like they're like, yeah. open the door with his head.
I think we all were. And I just walking that walk, it was weird this morning to do that again. And I think, Abe, when I think back to that time, I always think about you. For some reason, you always hated walking in the cold after you shaved.
Oh,
I don't know why
horrible.
I remember that.
That's why I shaved last night.
Yeah.
And I have a beard on top of it.
That is a bad feeling. I really don't like walking in the cold after you shave. It's like almost like immediate frostbite.
Yeah, it's not natural.
Right, but
for some
reason,
everything's wide open.
That right under the L tracks, I always think of that when I think back to our time here. And this morning, it was like years and years and years ago coming back to me. And now it is, too. You know, just watching you fumble with the mics.
Yeah. Plus, I have a gimp foot now. And you guys, anytime you walk with Ryan, he walks 100 miles an hour.
No, I walk a normal pace. You guys, honestly... Walking with Abe in New York City is one of the worst experiences ever.
Well, Ryan runs.
No, Abe, I walk normally.
It doesn't have to be New York City. Walking anywhere with Abe.
Yeah,
you're
but,
like, I think I lost him at like two different points. I thought he was gone.
Yeah. I know you like, even well, yelled, I think I lost
I
Abe.
I think he's gone.
Yeah. What happened to your foot?
Well, you know, I think I have a torn tendon in my right foot.
Uh-huh.
And I've been, you know... When you have a messed up foot,
yeah.
you put more pressure on the other foot. So now I messed up my other foot by twisting my ankle. So now I have two messed up
what
feet.
What are you going to do?
Well,
amputate
nothing.
Them? You're probably going to go to the doctor since you always take good care of yourself. When's your appointment?
I actually did go for x-rays recently.
You did?
So, yeah. So that was the first time I've been to a doctor in, I want to say, 6 years.
What'd they say?
He just said, you have something wrong with your foot. You have to get an ultrasound.
And your cholesterol's through the roof.
Yeah,
but
other than that,
you're fine.
Did they run any other sort of tests, or did you decline those?
No, I said just do
just do the X-ray. I don't want to know.
Minimal.
I don't need to know.
Just do whatever's minimal.
You want us to take blood? You want us to check for you know other?
Just
no.
One vial of blood.
No, one vial of blood.
You don't want one vial?
Yeah.
No.
So we came. It always feels like stuff like this is just weird, just to get started, because it feels like the movie Airheads.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're, you know, they got this guy Jake here who we could obviously overpower if we wanted to.
The four against one? Yeah.
Like we basically just take over the station right now, which is just a weird situation.
We don't even need the machine guns with hot sauce in it.
No. I mean, it's just weird. Like, Jake's here, and it's like, hey, Jake, what are you going to do about it? So, you're in a weird situation. No, I'm joking, Jake, of course. I'm not going to overpower you.
And now that we open the show with Abe having a gimp foot and the rest of us weaklings, you can probably take us all on.
But I will tell you this.
Attack the foot, Jake.
I'm a guy, and by the way, this is the Loop Morning Search, where the Abe Cannon Show. We're the first show. Is it good to be the first show, or is it bad?
I think so.
I know, Sam, any mic you go on for some reason doesn't work. Go ahead, try it again, Sam.
Is this mic working?
Oh,
there we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
My goodness.
There we go.
All right, now go to commercial.
They're trying to send me a message, obviously. Like, every mic he's on is not working.
Yeah, now we're good. There will be no more mic mistakes. All right. So
I think it's good because if you really kill it, you kind of set the barometer.
Yeah, but
if you don't, you just fade away and nobody cares.
That's a good point.
You're right. If you suck, it just doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But if you're awesome, then everyone's like, ooh, now we have to live up to what they did.
I mean, yeah, it's, I guess it depends on how long this goes. If it's 30 weeks, you know, it doesn't pay to be first. But if it's like, you know, 5 or 6.
Yeah, well, it's 4 weeks.
Yeah.
But can it just be one of those things like where, you know, Garth Brooks, when he played the Rosemont or the Allstate Arena, they're like, Garth is here for 3 nights. And before you know it, Garth is here for 19 nights.
Right.
Like, they just keep adding more
That's
nights
when you sell
tickets.
That's what I'm saying. If they talk to, you know, Sherman and Tingle and get them, you know, or whoever, and they start bringing in more people and add this thing, I mean, then we're kind of rendered irrelevant.
They're like, Crazy Howard McGee is available.
Crazy Ray is doing next week as well.
Like, former Loop host Bird is also doing a week. Former overnight jock, Crazy Ray.
Is that Pat Capone I just saw walk by?
Yeah, I think so.
Honestly,
you never know. Anyone
the morning fix.
But I did so, and I'm not a manly guy at all. I don't know how to do anything manly. I can't do anything involving like plumbing. I could barely change a light bulb. The only thing I could do is change a tire. And today, Bass was like a damsel in distress. He's calls me while I'm in the shower. Dude, I'm stuck. I can't get out. I don't know what to do.
Surprised you picked up in the shower.
Well, I picked up immediately after. I'm like, Bass, well, my car was covered in 6 feet of snow.
And it's still on top of your car, by the way.
Oh, yeah. It looks disgusting. And that's how you could tell if you're a disgusting person based on how you clean your car. Yeah. Because anywhere where I don't need it cleaned off is not cleaned off.
Right.
Like, the whole car is completely...
I don't know how you drove here and it didn't fly off. I mean, you look... Honestly, it looked like a double-decker bus when you pulled, into that garage.
He does the Ace Ventura, like, peek out the side window.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He refuses to wipe off his window.
Like, 90% of his windshield is still covered.
Yeah.
I do that move.
Little window for him to look out.
I do that move where you have the scraper with your left arm outside the car. I've done that. You scrape the car while you're driving. So, Bass calls me, and Sam is sitting there with Bass when I get there. So, you have two men there. Who they didn't even attempt to push the car out. I said, Bass, didn't you try to like push it?
I didn't think about that.
No, that thing was stuck. I couldn't push it. It took your car to push it.
You had Sam there with you. You guys could have pushed it out together.
Well, Bass called me in panic because he was stuck. So I live pretty close to Bass, so I went over there, but I wasn't going to push because I just assumed Bass was going to leave the car there. I'm like, just leave the car and we'll come back in 4 hours and take care of it.
I don't think my car would have lasted there. Somebody would have towed it.
Or stole it.
Well, I would have taken the keys.
Oh, okay.
So you got him out.
I wasn't going to leave it open and just say, whoever can take it out of here, Joe.
I feel
yours.
Like days like today, it's like The Walking Dead. You just leave a car wherever you could take a car.
Yeah.
Like
if
there's a car sitting there, it's going to. Like, do you ever watch The Walking Dead? Every car just starts.
Yeah.
Like the keys are either in it or it's ready to just hotwire.
Yep.
That's how I feel like it is. If you're in this weather and you see a car,
you should
be able to just go into
it. No, and it is. Legally, I think it's yours. If you spot a car on the side of the road and you don't have a car, that's your car.
So anyways.
If you get started, it's yours.
So anyways, Bass cry, I don't know what to do. I've never been stuck before. So I, without even thinking, this is a manly thing to do. And Sam, you could verify, I don't know how to do anything.
No, nothing.
Nothing. Besides change a tire because of my own clumsiness.
You're hardly a man.
Yeah. So I go, Bass, here's what we're going to do, brother. Put your car in reverse. I turn in the middle of the street, in the middle of Cicero, a busy street. There's cars going everywhere. I put the front of my car to the front of Bass's car. I say, put it in reverse. I'm going to hit drive, and I'm going to push you out. And guess what I did, Ryan?
Pushed him out.
I pushed him out.
Yeah, but meanwhile, there was 90% of our brains going, there's a good chance he might just crush my car right here and now. And
honestly, though,
nothing
but
to do with it.
I've never felt so manly in my... Because I can't... Literally, I had the furnace fixed recently. The guy's like, yeah, so the hot heat's coming out. I'm like, yep, of course. Yep, that's right. Like, he's telling me what's wrong with it. Like, I should know. And I'm like, oh, yeah, of course. Yes, yeah. I had no idea what he was talking about.
Right. Well, congratulations on putting a car up against another car and letting it do the work.
Today is a depressing day just in general. And if you're out in this, respect to you. Because this is, most people will take advantage of this and stay home from work. Oh, it's a snow day. I guarantee even at this radio station.
Smart people do that.
Yeah, you're right. Smart people do. Half the people will not come in today just because it's accepted to not come in.
Yeah.
So I give you respect. If you're listening to us right now and you're driving to work, you're sliding. They said it was supposed to end at 10 p.m. The blizzard's still going on. By the way, it's 16 and horrible out. And it's a high of 18, a low of 10, and that's brought to you by Guitar Center. That's your weather.
I mean, I think they're still saying don't drive if you don't have to. So, Abe, it's not like it's, I mean, it's still bad. People that are out right now have to be out.
Is there a reason, though, to force the salespeople to come in? Can't they do everything from their phone at this point?
Yeah. Probably don't have to come in.
But aren't there bosses that are like, I'm in, you're in?
Maybe.
I come in, you have to come in.
I don't know. But not the bosses here, because they're wonderful.
Yeah, that's
they're very understanding, patient, thoughtful people.
Wade, the program director here, Wade, came in.
I know.
At 5 a.m. through this stuff, so. Most depressing Super Bowl ever, though. We'll get into that next. The commercials, everything. The end of the game.
Just the Patriots winning alone is depressing.
If you're a Seattle fan. But what a crazy ending to that game. We'll talk about all that next. It's Abe Cannon Show, 97.9 The Loop. 97.9 The Loop, Abe Cannon Show. What a depressing Super Bowl.
Why?
Why? Because everyone's Super Bowl parties got canceled.
Okay.
And by the way, if you want to join us, 312-591-ROCK. Every year we go to our Uncle Rick's house.
Yeah.
And for the first year ever, we got the text message, oh, sorry, guys, we're canceling it this year. And there's something depressing about watching the Super Bowl by yourself.
I didn't think it was too depressing. The DirecTV went out, and I was up on a 25-foot ladder with an extension pole and a towel wrapped
around
it.
That's not depressing?
No, it wasn't. I didn't think it was depressing. It was probably the most exciting game in the last 5 years.
I know, but just being alone, can you imagine how much more fun that would have been if you were with everyone?
I think the one nice thing about it, I was talking to Bass about this morning, is you actually get to pay attention to the game. Like, this is the first time I think I actually watched football during the Super Bowl.
Yeah, watching, Abe, I know that you think differently, but watching a sporting event with you isn't as fun as you might think. I mean, the gambling, the yelling, the screaming, the knocking things over. I was actually quite comfortable last night for the first time, and I watched the game. Well, if anything was depressing, it was the commercials.
Oh, my God. We'll get into that later. But those were the most depressing commercials I've ever seen. The little kid who was dead?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm dead. I would love to ride a bike, but I'm dead.
I think that they went with that over showing the Lion King the death in the Lion King. That was their second option.
When did every car commercial go, let's just make this as serious as we can, and let's pay about 3 minutes of a spot? It was the longest Nissan commercial I've ever seen. It was about like a race car driver who was like his kid did grow up him.
That one disturbed me.
It was 3 minutes, and at the very end, it's like, Nissan.
Yeah.
Like, what did that have to do with Nissan?
We'll get more into the commercials later, because there's a lot I have to say about the commercials. But just the tone was depressing, because first of all, I lost the coin toss. Mm. And I say every year, take heads. And people trust me when I give you a pick. I call it my best bet of the week. And I said, oh, today there's two best bets of the week. Take heads for the coin toss and take Seattle.
But you realize, Abe, that before last night, in 48 Super Bowls, it was 24 and 24 heads and tails. It was a 50-50 record up until that point.
But heads
so when
hit
you say
like
heads
5 years
always
in a row.
Wins. Okay, 5 years in a row, which means tails is due. Abe, you will never convince anyone that a 50-50 something with 50-50 odds has better odds.
Every time the coin flips, it's a 1-in-2 chance. It doesn't matter about your long explanation.
Abe, if you said, you know, take the Seahawks because, I think that Marshawn Lynch is going to have a big game and Wilson looks good. I mean, then yes, okay, there's actual thought there. But, Abe, you're talking about a piece of metal that has two sides. And one of them's going to come up.
Bottom line is you owe me $20, pal.
You do.
That is true.
Are you going to pay him?
$20.
I owe everyone $20.
Yeah.
I took at least 10 $20 bets like 2 seconds before the coin toss. Like all week I've been saying, how much you want to bet on the coin toss? And then out of nowhere, like everyone knew it was going to be tails. Hey, Abe, I'll take you up on that $20 heads. I haven't had a $100 bet on the coin toss.
And texting Abe a bet is like texting something that has like an instant service back where it's like an automatic reply. Yeah. I was like, Abe, you're going to lose instantly. $20?
Yeah.
Press yes to make the bet.
I'm telling you, it's the curse. It's the curse of Joe Namath. Joe Namath has cursed the coin toss, because last year, if you watched the coin toss, that moron, Joe, he was drunk. Oh, yeah, man. He had a fur coat on. He flipped the coin too early. They're like, oh, it doesn't count. Ryan, remember last year? The look on my face, I like deflated.
I know. I remember that.
Sam, do you remember that? I mean,
I do.
The minute that Joe Namath, yeah, man, give me that coin, man.
I remember you calling payday loans 5 minutes after that toss.
But last year he flipped the coin too early, and then the referee caught it. I'm like, that would have been heads. That original.
That is right. He grabbed it out of midair, didn't he?
He grabbed it out of midair. Oh, I don't know what I'm doing, man. I'm here to party and drink, man. Cool, man. So right when I'm like, oh, like when you see, oh, that just that sad that. No. And when I saw that, I'm like, he just ruined. I know it's going to be tails now. What do you know? Tails. And this year, tails again, because I was pulling for Seattle, obviously. Mm-hmm. And the Patriots got to pick.
Abe Cannon
It's not because you were pulling for Seattle. It's because it was a coin. And it's got two sides.
Abe Cannon's the only one to walk away from the coin toss saying, I got ripped off. No one else says that. That phrase.
He sounds like a very ill gambler right now, the way you explain everything. Yeah.
Because of Joe Namath, because of the pay, because I was rooting for Seattle. No, it's because it's a coin, and because you shouldn't be betting on a coin. You shouldn't have 8 bets on a freaking coin.
I think the most pathetic thing you could have done yesterday, though, was during the national anthem, pull out a stopwatch to see, because the bet was whether or not it was over 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. So if you see someone with a stopwatch, you know they're a degenerate.
Or the degenerate's like, can you please rewind? I didn't see what color Gatorade was dumped on Bill Belichick's head.
I haven't been a big fan of any of Idina Menzel or Adele Dazeem, according to John Travolta. Her performances.
Who
she
is that?
She's the lady who did Let It Go from Frozen. So that's why she keeps showing up everywhere.
I still don't know who she is.
She was in Rent, if you've seen that.
I still don't know who she is.
But I just find it's like, it's one of those deals where you go, oh, she's got to be sleeping with someone in the music business. Like, she doesn't belong. I don't get it. And I just don't find her to be all that talented.
I didn't think it was a very good rendition of the National.
See, I zoned out because I was so angry. Was that before the coin toss?
No, it was before.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, for some reason, I must have been just concentrating. You know what I was doing? No, I was texting, getting all my bets in for the coin toss.
Like, plus, she's just not a very, like, she's not a commanding presence or a very memorable person.
Yeah, I mean, when you had Whitney Houston do it, that was just ridiculous.
I thought you were
going to
say when you could have Whitney Houston do it.
I thought she sounded better than Katy Perry.
I don't know about that.
Well, Katy Perry's wasn't even live. That was pre-recorded.
That wasn't her out there?
No. No, it was her out there, but it was lip-syncing.
Well, the fact remains, I thought Idina Menzel sounded better than Katy Perry's voice track.
See, I couldn't tell you what she sounded like because I was so frantically trying to take as many bets as possible on the coin toss.
Do you have a stopwatch for the halftime clock to give a bet on that?
The whole thing was depressing. Like, I ate a Jimmy John's sub right before, like, 3 hours before the game started. I fell asleep on the couch and woke up with heartburn, and my foot was asleep. So,
well, yes, then yeah, that's depressing, but that has nothing to do with the Super Bowl.
And you wonder why you're watching
you say,
the Super Bowl.
What a
alone.
Depressing Super Bowl.
I know.
No, it's a depressing life.
We got a lot.
Game was fine. I missed a quarter of it, and I still loved it.
Yeah.
You're laying around on your stomach, can't breathe, can't walk. Still, of course, it's depressing.
Still screaming about the coin toss.
Yeah.
We have a lot more Super Bowl stuff to come, but up next. Audio that's going to make you squirm. John, do you guys see Johnny Weir?
I saw a photo of him with his like bedazzled yarmulke.
He was wearing bedazzled football like hat with like a skin tight. NBC doesn't know their audience, obviously. This guy was wearing a skin tight jumpsuit, and he was. I'll play the audio next. If you want to call in 312-591-ROCK, it's the Abe Cannon Show. It's 97.9 The Loop.
Hey, it's Lindsay Marie. Mondays are hard, and even harder without any football on the calendar. That's all right. I'm here to make it all.
Save Cannon Show, 97.9 The Loop. I don't know if you guys caught this, but they were showing celebrities, like, you know, that were supporting the two teams.
Yes.
And they showed this really hot, well, she looked really hot because the pictures were really small. A really hot girl, older woman supporting the Patriots. She was wearing all Patriot stuff.
She was a girl or an older woman?
She was an older woman.
She called her a hot girl.
Bruce Jenner.
Woman.
Well, it could be. So I'm checking.
He said hot.
So I'm checking because you can't really see because they're showing little small pictures in the corner of the screen.
Right.
And she was an attractive older woman. So I'm checking her out. And right when I'm like taking a look at the ass, it flashes on the screen Steven Tyler.
So not too far from.
No.
Yeah, wow.
Dude does look like a lady.
What'd you think, man? You like that?
Now that you're
at the Loop, I'm sure we could probably get you some FaceTime with him.
But he must have taken a picture. He had a scarf on.
Yeah.
He was wearing like a belly shirt. His ass was like in the air.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, who is that? She was in good shape. And as I was checking her out, just flashed Steven Tyler, Aerosmith. If you guys saw, I was talking about before the break, Johnny Weir, he was doing, I don't even know why he was at the Super Bowl. He was like talking about like NFL players' wives and stuff. And I don't understand the point of having him there.
It was almost like they were trying to incorporate like E! Entertainment Television into the Super Bowl.
Yeah, exactly.
So it was like him and some other
woman. I think Tara Lipinski.
Tara Lipinski, yes. She looked pretty good.
She's a skater, right?
Yeah,
they both are.
They both are, and I think...
Doesn't NBC do ice skating?
Yeah, I think NBC has,
well,
has a
trying
thing,
to tie it in, yeah.
Has a thing for them. They show up at weird places, like host parades and stuff.
Listen how disgusted Bob Costas is after this ridiculousness.
Well, just as the VIPs came to see Hines, so shall they be arriving today. And when they do, they will be met by our inimitable duo, Tara Lipinski and Johnny Weir. How's the day so far, you two?
Fantastic. We've been having so much fun for our first Super Bowl experience. Now, we've been studying up
Johnny?
Those football stats, but the funny thing is...
No one seems to care, although we both know both teams had a 12-4 record in the regular season. We've been here covering the cultural side of the Super Bowl and Arizona and what goes on in the football world. And, I mean, Tara, how cultured do you feel?
Oh, very cultured. We have gone to a Wild West town, got a little dusty. We hung out with some football wives. and media day.
Oh my gosh. The media day was burly, it was testosterone filled, and it smelled of man.
This is what guys
want to
hear.
The most important thing we've been doing this week is wardrobe planning. Tara, how'd you choose silver and short?
Lombardi trophy, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really digging your sporty look this week,
Thank you.
The glittering shoulder pads. Yeah.
You know what? It's to protect me from tackles. Now, you can try and tackle me right now.
I don't know how to tackle.
Now, listen to Bob Costas, how
we have
disgusted
been waiting for this
he
moment,
gets right.
Our entire lives.
Pretty much. I mean, a legend, the voice of an angel, the love of all of our commentary lives. Over to you, Bob.
You know, Johnny and Tara, it goes without saying that this segment goes right into my own personal career time capsule. Kind of represents a pinnacle for me as well.
Wow.
In fact, I'm nearly as speechless as Marshawn Lynch right now, so let's just move along. As we mentioned, over the next few hours, we'll hear from many of the
centuries. He was pissed.
Awkward.
He's like,
dang.
What did I get myself into?
Really?
So this is what a five-hour pregame sounds like.
We'll talk about all the Super Bowl commercials next. 312-591-ROCK. It's Abe Cannon, Jokes 97.9, The Loop.
What else should I be?
97.9, The Loop. It's Abe Cannon Show. 312-591-ROCK if you want to join us. So everyone's going to be talking about the Super Bowl commercials, obviously. By far, the best Super Bowl commercial, I thought, was the Danny Trejo Brady Bunch one.
That was awesome. The Snickers commercial?
Yeah, because that's a memorable Brady Bunch episode where Marsha gets hit in the face with a football. Oh, my nose! And then Doug Simpson screwed her over, and then... Well, no, she had a date with
Charlie. He was the big man on campus, though.
He was. She originally had a date with a guy named Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
Who? Why would Marsha ever date Charlie? Like, a girl like Marsha doesn't hook up with a guy like Charlie. Like,
why?
He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
Hey, Marsha. I tied my shoelace to the bench,
so,
man.
Wait, she had a date with Charlie. She got hit with the football by Greg, right?
Well, I think it was Peter or Bobby.
Peter and Bobby were throwing the ball to each other.
And
like,
then, of course,
from 2 feet away.
Lunch is ready. Oh, my nose! It was right. That kind of situation.
Mm-hmm. So then Doug saw the nose. Doug said, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm
well,
done.
No. First, she had a date with Charlie. And
right.
Then Doug... You know, she didn't believe that the big man on campus, of course he'd want her. She's the hottest girl in school, but...
Until she messed up her schnoz.
Right. Yeah, so first she had a date with Charlie. She had, and then Greg's like, hey, just tell him something came up.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie, I'm sorry, but something suddenly came up. Oh, that really sucks, Marsha. So then Doug told Marsha something suddenly came up when he saw her nose.
Yep.
And then Charlie, of course, who's a loser, he's like, Marsha, I'm not dating your nose. Oh, you're great, Charlie.
He's like, finally, she's in my league now. Bust the nose, damaged goods.
Honestly, though, if you can get a girl like Marsha and she always had that nose, wouldn't you do it? If you're Charlie.
If you're Charlie, yeah.
If you're Doug, you're just...
Yeah,
she's off the list.
Something always comes up if you're Doug. Something's up forever.
When was the last time something didn't come up for Doug?
Yeah.
Hey, man, something came up, bro. And you know he would have taken Marsha to the point or whatever...
Right.
Where they would, quote, neck back then.
Sit in a car.
Yeah.
It's funny how the standards have changed. Like, Marsha was like a sex symbol back in the 70s, right?
Yeah.
Now, if Marsha was, if somebody like that was on TV, she'd be like the...
The hag.
Yeah, the hag.
Yeah.
Nobody, none
like
of the girls
Meg
go,
Griffin.
None of the guys go near.
She was Meg Griffin.
It would always be something suddenly came up with
she'd
Marsha.
She'd be the girl that always takes the hot girl to breakfast. Like,
right.
No, you can't hook up with her, Doug. We're going to breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Where back
She's
then,
the blocker.
Yeah, back then, Jan was the blocker.
Yeah. Yep.
Jan was the girl.
Now, Jan would do better now with, like, hipster culture. Jan would be considered a
Huge.
Hot piece.
There was a minute there where Jan looked okay. If you really... Small.
What minute was that?
It was after her braces came off when she was about 17, 18.
I would still take Busted Nose Marsha over
her. Oh, well, that goes without saying. I'm saying, like, acceptable. Like, there was a point where Jan, instead of being like, no! She was, okay.
Yeah.
Like, if you showed up with her, no one would be like, God, you see Ryan's new girl? Jan Brady?
That's a rough cut of roast.
Yeah. But instead you bring Marsha with a jacked up nose. Dude,
better
you see her nose?
Better than showing up with Greg,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, let's be honest. I would be Doug Simpson. Something came up. I'm sorry.
We'll talk more about the commercials coming up. 312-591-ROCK. If you want to join us, the Abe Cannon Show. It's 97.9 The Loop. 97.9 The Loop. It's the Abe Cannon Show. If you like what you're hearing, go to WLUP.com. I would actually say hold off on that. Because whether you like us, it probably just means that you're my mom or you're one of our old listeners. Because no one could listen to what we've done so far. and decide this is the next morning show I want.
Interesting, because I've been clicking on it all morning.
Is it up?
I don't know.
Oh, okay, then you haven't. I don't know.
Way to kill that joke.
Yeah. So, yeah, I would say wait, because maybe you hate us, and then you should also wait. I would say at the end of the week, you make a decision on if you liked our show, and then you just go on WLUP.com and do your thing.
I'd say if you hate us, wait, but if you like us, click now. If you hate us, just wait until, like,
but people
weeks.
Who like us are already voting. Like, our old listeners. If you don't know who we are, we've been in doing different things. Like, we all started out, besides Sam.
Here
in Chicago, in this studio, back when it was Q101. And, you know, there's been, like, I think 4 different owners since we first started working here. And I remember walking in as a young 19-year-old twink, which is what? How would you describe a twink, Ryan? A hairless? A young hairless boy?
Yeah.
And actually, before that, with, like, 5 owners ago of The Loop, I interviewed to intern at The Loop when I was 19. The worst interview of my life. I went in there. The guy's like, why do you think you'd be a good intern at The Loop? And I said, I don't know, man. I just know I would.
Killed it.
That was my answer.
Well done.
Dude, I just know the way I am, and I know I'd be good. This is a 19-year-old me. So, you know, you don't know what to say at interviews. Then luckily...
Well, I see you're wearing a Led Zeppelin t-shirt for the interview, so you obviously know your music.
You like Led Zeppelin, right? Yeah, they're my favorite, and I just know I'm perfect for just anything.
Get to know me, I know you'll like me, and I know if you just give me a chance to know me, I think you'll see that I will be good.
So, luckily, my second interview was at Q101, and the guy was like the commercial production guy, and all he wanted was someone to do all his work.
Yeah.
So here's the whole interview. Hey, bro, do you know how to use Pro Tools? I'm like, yeah. Cool, man. Can you start today?
And then he didn't even leave the studio. That guy then just pushed his chair back to the window that overlooks the merchandise mart and held up his cell phone number on a piece of paper.
That's what he used to do.
For women walking by, he would just put up his number in the window.
This guy, I remember he told me, he's like, hey, man, he's like, you know, when you start working here, man, you got to work in. Anytime you meet a girl, within 30 seconds, I let her know that, you know, I work at Q101. Let me give you an example of what I say. I'll be on the train and I'll see a cute girl and I'll say, yeah, I'm headed to the Green Day concert. And she'll say, oh, cool, why? I kind of have to. I work at the station.
God. It's work. It's not as fun as you think. It's work. Yeah.
No one has to go to a Green Day concert. Ever.
Even if you're working it, you don't have to go to it.
And guess what? The commercial production guy isn't the guy the station wants there anyway. Oh, let's get the commercial production guy. Let's make sure he promotes the station. So it is weird that we're back here in the studio that we started. I'm 33 now. I was 19 when I started. Ryan, you were 19 too, right?
Yep.
So it is interesting being back. But.
And since then, we were at SiriusXM and did some stuff on the Howard Stern channel.
Yeah, we did that for 3 years, and then a little podcasting, abecannon.com, if you want to check out more of us. But yeah, so I just think that if you're going to vote, you should listen a little bit more.
I like that, Abe. That's actually integrity from you for a change, and I'm waiting for the hook here. What's the catch? Why are you being so thoughtful?
When does the
What's
shoe
happening?
Drop?
Where's this rationale coming from?
I love how
I'm
such a piece of garbage. No matter what I do, it's always like, okay, what's the scheme?
Yeah.
You're telling people not to vote for us. How does this come back?
I do want to remind you, though. And have you guys checked out the Midday Girl, Lindsay?
Yeah.
Very cute.
Like, what do you mean check her out? Like, the way you were checking out Steven Tyler's ass?
No. I check her out only for her ability
okay,
on air.
Gotcha.
And I like it. I like what I hear. 97 at noon with Lindsay. Get 97 minutes of nonstop classic rock starting at noon. And I'll remind you, follow her on, or friend her on Facebook. Her Facebook page is wild. Like, there's some interesting things that go on her Facebook page. So if you're a fan of this station and Lindsay, go on Lindsay's Facebook page. That's a good read. You know, there's some people on social media, there's always something crazy going on.
Yeah.
Read her Facebook page.
Like,
I've never met her, but I know a lot about her from her Facebook.
Is she one of those short message people? Because I can't do the ones where it's like 8 paragraphs long.
No. It depends on what it is. But I think she's very good on social media. I recommend checking her out. We're about to play a Van Halen song. I just want to mention, did you guys see that David Lee Roth shaved his head?
No.
Yeah, he came out at the Dave Grohl birthday party.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, I did see that. That's right.
No shirt. He was wearing, like, he had 2 suspenders, like, tucked into his jeans. And he was wearing, like, the Bon Scott AC/DC hat.
Mm-hmm.
It was weird.
It was probably time, though, to shave that, right?
Well, Sam, it's a wig, right?
You mean before?
Yeah.
I'm guessing, yeah. I mean,
it had to have been a wig, right?
I thought it was hair plugs.
He had to have something because I remember.
It wasn't the Bret Michaels, like, Hogan bandana with the fake hair stitched into it.
The
like
fake hair glued to
Hulk Hogan.
It.
Fake hair.
I mean, it was a lot of hair, and you could see, you know, you could see when someone's bald, you can kind of see where the hair's at.
Yeah.
And it looks like he didn't have the hair that we thought he had.
Right.
When so Van there was Halen, something going on.
When Van Halen reunited for the first tour with David Lee Roth, I saw the first show in Charlotte. I just happened to be in Charlotte, and I saw that show. His hair was like Teen Wolf's hair.
Mm-hmm.
Like he had a full, I mean, it was beautiful. It was like parted down the side beautifully. It was like,
that's your reference.
Yeah.
Teen Wolf's beautiful hair.
But it was gorgeous hair.
Locks and locks of Teen Wolf hair.
And if you remember, like there was one point where David Lee Roth was in this pathetic phase where he looked like the Crypt Keeper, his hair.
He's had a couple of those pathetic phases, but
yeah, but I was going to say right now he's close to him, but I thought he looked really cool with the shaved head. He kept doing that thing where he takes the head off and puts it back on. Takes it off, puts it back on. Like for you could tell he was like he was thinking about it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I gotta show these guys my hair, man.
And once he's committed, he's showing it off every time.
Yeah.
Woo!
Van Halen, Save Cannon Show on 97.9, The Loop. Save Cannon Show 97.9, The Loop. I will remind you, The Loop Solar Vortex, your next chance. 4:20 p.m. Another Van Halen song, Beautiful Girls. You'll win a trip for two to St. Pete Beach in Florida, which is much nicer than here. What's the weather, Ryan? Like 16 degrees?
Well, that's the real temperature, but I think the real feel is probably -5.
Yeah, it's cold.
Actually,
it's wet.
-10.
-10.
-10 below.
That's what it feels like, basically?
Yeah.
What did you say? There's been 19 and a half inches of snow?
19.3 at O'Hare at 6 a.m. To be exact.
It's interesting.
It's the fifth worst storm in Chicago history.
What a horrible day. Like, it's a one-day storm. Well, originally it was supposed to be just a one-day storm. But
started
now
Saturday night.
But now they're saying, oh, well, Wednesday it's going to snow again. And then this weekend it's going to snow again. Why can't we all just go to St. Pete?
We can.
Oh, that's right.
420.
Because we're still eligible, right?
That's right. No one has told us otherwise.
It's from visitflorida.com. More details at WLUP.com, where you could also go there and, you know, check us out. I think there's stuff up there with us involved. We'll check that out during the commercial. We should probably know that, right?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, so just go to WLUP.com. You'll learn more about us. You'll see how handsome we are. I don't think we're a disgusting radio show. Like, usually a rock morning show, it's always a guy who sounds like this with a lisp. He always has to sound like this. And
the mandatory Hawaiian shirt.
Well, no, they don't wear Hawaiian shirts anymore, Base. They wear like a biohazard shirt or like a gas station t-shirt with someone else's name on it. They always have the loop earrings.
The wrist cuffs, too.
The wrist cuffs, but they always have the hoop earring with the two balls at the end.
Yep.
Where do you even buy those? The Ellie?
Hot Topic or...
Claire's.
Claire's, that's what I was thinking. Yeah, yeah, Claire's.
If you buy your jewelry at Hot Topic, there's a problem, right?
If you're
like
a guy.
If you're a grown man,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. If you're honestly, if you're a father of two, 40, mid 40s, and you're getting your stuff at Hot Topic,
and why do all rock DJs only wear shorts? You'll never see. I'm talking about the ones who usually do morning shows. You'll never see them in pants ever.
Well, sure. I mean, shorts are comfortable. I mean, you're indoors.
Yeah, but like
there's
right
no
now,
dress code.
Right now,
I mean, honestly, it's not a big deal to me.
Some guy named the Flamingo and the Werewolf or whatever the morning show would be, he'd be wearing shorts today.
But to be fair, it was news when you got your first pair of shorts last year.
Well, I don't wear shorts because some people just don't look right in shorts.
Right.
And I'm one. I don't have the right body.
So I'm just saying, you know, for full disclosure, you're coming at this from a place of hatred for shorts. So it makes sense that you don't like people in shorts.
But why do you wear shorts every day? Like when it's like, who's that guy on like Discovery Channel? He has long hair and he lives in the wilderness for a week with like some former Marine. He's like a hippie guy.
Oh, the dual survivor?
Yeah.
He
always wears shorts. He's like,
yeah, he's a hippie.
I just love wearing shorts, man.
I mean, honestly, I'll tell you this. I wear shorts every day at home and it's the ventilation.
I just never understand when people go outside, they wear shorts and the sweatshirt. Like, if you're going to wear a sweatshirt, why don't you commit to pants?
I'll do it. I'll wear shorts and a coat.
The point of all that is to tell you that when you go to WLUP.com and check us out, you'll see that we're not wearing the hoop earring with the two balls. We're not wearing shorts. We're not wearing the backwards the backwards hat that says, like, I'm on vacation.
I left mine at home.
for everyone basing their vote on
On looks.
On what we're wearing on the bottom half of us. The four of us are wearing pants.
I will say that Ryan is the most handsome of the four
of
us.
Hey, thank you.
Ryan is handsome.
Cut
like,
it out. Keep like, going. I think the rest...
He's pretty. Yeah, he's got pretty. Yeah,
all right, ladies, that's enough.
No, but I
feel weird now. I don't want Bass to ever call me pretty.
You got a pretty mouth.
What is he? Johnny Weir, Bass?
Yeah, the testosterone is intoxicating.
That smells like man.
He sounds like it.
Bob Costas.
Oh my God, he's smuggling an eggplant.
Johnny, let's. That was disgusting, and let's just not talk about
it
ever again.
And I quit.
What do you think was more uncomfortable for Bob Costas, when he had the pink eye during the Olympics or that segment with Johnny Weir?
He would relive the Olympics 10 times over before he has that Johnny Weir encounter again.
Don't you think Costas came off as kind of a bigot? He should have known what was happening. Like, the way he responded to Johnny Weir, it came off as kind of a bigot. I thought the NFL took a big step by having Johnny Weir and Tara Lipinski do that brief interlude, whatever.
But it's just not right for the target audience.
I think though the Super Bowl does have different standards. I think it's. I mean, everyone watches the Super Bowl, and you're not just hitting men. I think if it was, preseason, it would be weird.
Exactly.
But the Super Bowl is massive.
Right. I mean, the halftime show is Katy Perry and Missy Elliott,
and the commercials were obviously geared towards an emotional.
Yeah, what was with that? Like, usually the commercials, it's all comedy. And this year it was like either tugging at your heartstrings or just depressing the hell out of you. Like, I was super depressed. I'm dead. I would be in a car right now, but I'm dead. I would be sliding down the slide, but I died. And there's accidents happen every day. And most of them are preventable nationwide. Like, what? Why would you want to depress you? Like, if I'm going to pay, I think it was $4.5
million. You want
good
associations with your brand. You want people to walk away feeling positive about something.
Usually when you see a Budweiser commercial, there's like hot women and jokes. I was like crying over the puppy and the horse.
Well, see, I don't mind that one. Like, that one's just a beautiful moment between a puppy and a horse. I mind the one where a kid is saying, I'm dead. Like, it's just weird. Like, oh,
which one was that?
Nationwide. They show a kid. He's like, I would love to know what it feels like to get cooties from a girl.
He should have had Nationwide. that was the problem.
Yeah, if his parents would have just got Nationwide.
There were some feel good ones. The McDonald's one where you I think you pay forward with love, no money anymore.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you what?
Isn't that today?
I think it's Valentine's
Day. Call your mom.
Was it Valentine's Day?
I thought it was like up until Valentine's
Day. Tell her you love her.
See, they failed on that one because I don't even know when the date was. And if you watch that commercial, it's like, oh, I'm buying a medium drink. And they're like, call your mom right now and tell her you love her. And then he calls his mom and you get the free drink. Now, if I go in there and get a $57 McDonald's order, I guarantee I'm not going to get randomly selected to call my brother Sam and say, oh, Sam, I love you. You're the best.
No, they're going to say, call your mother and tell you what you just ordered.
Yeah, tell your mother how disgusting you are and that you're about to have type 2 diabetes in about a week.
I think, though, I don't know if anyone else maybe foresees problems with this. At some point, if this does go on until Valentine's Day, when someone tells some guy, hey, you want to pay with lovin'? I sense that going sideways at some point.
We'll take
right
your
here,
calls
you
next.
Sure?
312-591-ROCK. It's 97.9 The Loop. The Loop, Chicago's classic rock station. You're listening to the Abe Cannon Show. My name is Abe Cannon, joined by Ryan Mano.
Hey, hey.
My brother Sam, my older brother Sam.
That is me, hello.
And Bass.
Hello.
So, we were talking earlier about the McDonald's commercial that missed. Like the one with, I love you, so here's your free Big Mac.
Yep.
Whereas if I went in there and said, okay, let me get, nine number sixes, four large fries, 6 quarter pounders,
and a Diet Coke.
There's no way that would be a free meal. Like, that's not worthy of calling your brother and saying you love him. They're like, nope, he's paying for that one.
Well, see, that's the genius of that ad, is that they're probably enticing people to come in and spend a lot of money, but it's at their discretion when they want to offer that perk.
My point is that I guarantee when they randomly pick someone, just like at the airport when they randomly pick the guy with the turban on.
Yeah.
Like, that's not random. Like, they, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, every time when
it's the guy picking out the 79 cent pie.
Yeah, so that's what I feel. And I wouldn't even call Sam, I wouldn't call you, if they were going to give me free fries. You know what I mean?
Then pay for the fries.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I'd be publicly embarrassed calling you, oh, I love you, Sam.
Well, see, it's really a good litmus test of your character. I mean, if you're not willing to call your brother and tell him you love him.
But that's weird.
Says a lot more about you
than
about McDonald's.
Ryan, you have a brother. Would you play their stupid game for a 79-cent small fry or whatever, $1.19?
Yeah.
You would play the game?
Abe, if they said, hey, we'll give these fries to you for free if you just call your brother.
You wouldn't rather just pay the dollar?
I would do it for just one French fry. Bass all I got to do is call my mom, done.
Bass is the master of free samples. Like, yes. Costco, he'll every weekend he goes to Costco. Just
with a pocket full of fake mustaches.
And he says, don't mind if I do. Don't mind if I do.
And that's lunch.
And I don't think McDonald's is going to audit you. I think you could make a fake call. You could just pick up your phone and act like you're calling. They're not actually recording it into like their internal database.
I'm just sure
you called your brother.
I just wonder though if it is random or if they're like, oh, he's buying two for a dollar hash browns. Do it now. Because you know the manager isn't going to want to do it. When Bass comes in, I need food for later too. Double quarter pounder.
Don't worry, I'm calling my mom right now.
Well, that's a good point. Could you come in and order like a hamburger? And then they're like, actually call your mom and tell your lover, like, wait a second, I wasn't done.
Yeah, that's the move. If this, and call 312-591-ROCK. Try, is it today, Ryan, or is it Valentine's Day?
I think it starts today until Valentine's Day.
Someone look that up. Let's verify.
Well, there's
that.
One down the hall. We should go try it. When you know,
Bass, go down there with the phone and try it.
Done.
Let's do that when we come back.
Just go down and tell them, and if they make you pay for it, say, well, I'd like to pay with lovin'.
Yeah. Yeah, Bass, go down there.
And then refuse to pay for it.
Go down there. We come back. We'll see if they give Bass.
See, but here's the genius, though. Let me tell you.
Do you need money, Bass, to get the food?
No, I got money.
In a way, you said, Abe, it's a miss. They're not even a sponsor. They're not paying for this. And here we are talking about it.
That's right.
Sending him down there. I mean, so in a way, it may be a miss on the surface. But, I mean, it's sending us to McDonald's.
That's
so
true.
Yeah.
But we're the only morons who are doing this.
Yeah, you're right.
No one else would do this.
And we wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't a McDonald's right down the, the way.
How much cash do you have on you?
I have enough for a burger.
And how much loving do you have?
I have a lot of loving. A
couple days worth.
312-591-ROCK. It's Abe Cantrell. It's 979 The Loop.
Some people call me the space cowboy.
97.9 The Loop. It's the Abe Cannon Show. Mike in Chicago. What's up, man?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, man.
And so I was calling about your McDonald's segment, and I actually work for McDonald's, and I had just found out how it works this morning. The person taking the order doesn't necessarily pick who gets the free to do the loving for the food and stuff.
Uh-huh.
If they're the manager is given a time card with random times throughout the day.
Yeah, but Mike, when there's three orders going out at the same time, I'm sure the manager doesn't go with guys like Bass who are getting the $57 order. He's going to be like, give it to the guy who's getting the sundae, the guy with the shake, the single item guy. Give it to him.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. You know, it just started. It's just starting today. So, I mean, I can figure it out, find out. And
yeah, call us back tomorrow and let us know the exact details. So it is officially starting today.
Yes, it is. I've actually seen it already done for a customer already once today.
Oh, you did? So how did that work out?
It was good. They asked them to tell him something nice about their mother. And he's like, oh, she has a wonderful smile. And he had four large coffees. And
it's like that Mark Wahlberg SNL sketch. How's your mother? Hey, tell your mother I said hello. McDonald's seems to have a thing for mothers. How's your mother doing?
Well, Mike, we expect a full report tomorrow. If you could call back
all right.
And let us know exactly what the deal is. Sam, explain that commercial for people who are just tuning in. Because we actually have Bass down. Wait, let me go to Bass. Bass, you're at McDonald's?
I am at McDonald's.
Are you in line?
I'm ready to go.
All right, hang on. Sam, just explain real quick what the commercial
is
about.
So last night at the Super Bowl, McDonald's introduced a new promotion where they're essentially letting customers, well, randomly selecting customers to not pay with standard forms of payment, but to actually pay with love. So you'll call your mother, call a friend, and tell them how much you care about
them. But so far, it's just mothers. It's their MILF campaign.
Is it just mothers?
Well, so far, the two examples
we've
heard.
How's your mother doing?
Huh? All right, so Bass, go up there and let's see if you could get some love in and get a decent size order. You'll eat it anyway, right?
Of course I will.
Get your usual order. Right? Yep.
Can I order two Ed McMuffins? Well, she said I got to wait for the time. What's the time?
Yeah, Bass.
You can't tell me. She told me it's a surprise. She won't let me
So she already knows. Oh, that you...
So Bass already went and told him what he was doing.
Yeah, you weren't supposed to tell her beforehand.
Come back here,
Bass. Yeah,
Bass,
just give
it.
Just,
I'll do this tomorrow.
I was on the phone.
Sam, we're sending you tomorrow.
That's right. It's okay. Yeah. Never mind, Bass. We tried.
Yeah.
Bass is the first person fired from
the morning show search. Can I order
breakfast? Sure.
I'll pay anyway.
All right. Later, Bass. Bass, next time you don't tell her beforehand.
Bass, turn into Rose, Bass.
You make the order, and then when she says, oh, that'll be $19.50, you say,
oh,
could I pay with loving?
I prefer to pay with loving.
I have the look on my face anywhere I go. They know I want free food. So it has nothing to do with
it. It's funny to think that she didn't know he was down there. She just knew his type.
We got a type?
Ah, yes, sir.
Stage 7. No. Stage 7 free food guy.
No, the freebies aren't till 8:17, pal.
We got one
Beat
of these
it.
Slobs here again. Think he's gonna get free food. Ask her. Bass, just tell her you're on a radio show and you just want to know what time the surprise is. Just so that you.
She told me she's got the card in her hand, but she won't tell me what time it's at.
Well, just say we get you more business because people are gonna be excited and they're all gonna go to McDonald's at that time.
I would think so. If you tell us the time, you have a rush of people coming over here now.
Like, they need that.
Yeah.
She barely understands it. Yeah.
Small mom and pop burger place.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Later, Bass. We'll see you back here in about 95 minutes after you get done feeding yourself.
I was going to say, let me just order from the left side of the menu. I'll be there in a little bit.
All right. Later, Bass. Of course, Bass messes everything up.
We don't know that he did, though, because he is. You can pick a guy like that out of the crowd immediately.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Look at this slop. If you want to see Bass, how sloppy he looks, go to WLUP.com. Have we verified that anything's up there yet?
I know.
Sam, can you check? Or is one of you guys?
Yeah.
We'll get there.
Make sure that we have something up on the website.
Is Bass that predictable? Even, like, fast food workers know he's a radio stunt guy?
Oh, my God. There's that slob.
He must be a radio guy.
Well, he's not a stunt guy. He doesn't do stunts, but, I mean, he just looks like a free food guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, anywhere he goes. Like, when he walks into a buffet, they're like, damn it.
You know there's a 2-hour limit, right?
there's a different look when, you know, a guy like, you know, Sam or Ryan, guys who are in, you know, on the thinner side, walk into a buffet. Oh, okay, here's your single plate, and then Bass. Oh, well, there's a big stack of plates over there if you need to reload. I don't mind if I do. Yeah. So we agreed that McDonald's commercial is one that missed.
But again,
we're the only ones who are doing any, like, no one else cared. No one else even probably understood that you're supposed to go get lovin'.
Wait. I don't agree that it missed. I thought it was an effective commercial. I mean, we've spent half the day talking about it.
But we're the only morons talking about it, is my point. I don't think anyone else understood that. Like, they didn't even say it started today on the
What's
commercial.
Yes, they did. What's not to understand?
Oh, they did?
What's not to understand?
But when you see something like that, you just assume it's not for real. Like the commercial with the kid who died. He's not really
dead. I think
dead.
At the end they said, this is for real.
That was an actor who was playing a dead kid.
Obviously. It wasn't a real dead kid.
What if they filmed it with, like...
What kind of hyper-realism do you want in your commercials?
Wait, what if they filmed that commercial with, like, 1,000 kids, and they're like, as soon as one died, they're like, oh,
they
perfect. Now we could use him.
Yeah.
Like, Ryan, our idea was to film YouTube videos with everyone who we think might have a chance of dying.
At the beginning of the year, we just record hundreds, if not thousands, of videos naming celebrities that died, and we hold up a day's paper, and we prove that it was this day, then we upload them, and we set them to private on YouTube.
That's pretty good.
And then when that person dies, let's say this year, Betty White, maybe she might die.
Yeah, that's a good one. Like, every year
you would do that. But that's not even a surprise. Like, if we say, Bam Margera died, and then we unprivate the video.
Pitbull died.
On January 1st, 2015, these guys predicted every celebrity death. Dang.
Well, we'll get a recap.
Let's get them mornings on the loop.
And you can do that at WLUP.com. We'll get a recap from Bass when we get back. And we'll talk about Katy Perry's halftime show. 312-591-ROCK is 97.9 The Loop. Wow. That's an anticlimactic ending there. Shouldn't it be like a harder sting at the end? Like when they were ending that song, shouldn't it have been like...
You want a nice cymbal crash at the end?
Yeah, just
I agree. There should be something crashing
not that
at the end.
Not that limp ding at the end.
Let's re-record it when we're done here.
We take a classic song and remake it.
Just the ending.
I will remind you, at 4 p.m., it's the happy hour with Tim Virgin. Double shots and six packs of your favorite Loop artists. Ryan, we've had a lot of, as they would say, wild nights with Tim Virgin.
Yeah, I can't be in the same room with Tim Virgin and shots anymore.
When we come back, another Super Bowl commercial that missed. And we'll wrap up this whole thing with a little thing we called Mano's Memo. All that next is the Abe Cannon Show. Right here, 97.9. The Loop. Guess who just got banned? 97.9 The Loop. It's Abe Cannon Show. We're talking about commercials that missed. Did you guys see the Weight Watchers commercial? Where it just showed like tons of awesome food. Like it made me super hungry, and at the end it said, Weight Watchers. So like it was tons of food that like, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It really got me excited. Like burgers. Yeah. It was like it looked wonderful.
Stuff you like.
Stuff I like. And then out of nowhere it's like, do you want to keep living like a slob? Weight Watchers.
I think that just played at your house.
No. That was a commercial that played.
I believe you.
But it was a miss, I believe. Right. All it did is make me want to eat all that disgusting food.
Yep.
Katy Perry. You knew she, because there was a prop bet that would she come out with cleavage or no cleavage? Mm-hmm. And I think
and
just
boy,
like,
did everyone lose that bet.
Yeah. Just like
a, close.
As an FU to the bet maker, she came out dressed like Bam Bam Bigelow, the WWE the former superstar.
Or that Guy Fieri shirt.
Yeah. And you knew that thing was coming off because you could even see like where she would rip it off like when she was wearing it.
I was going to say, she got changed wardrobe-wise and hair-wise pretty fast.
Yeah. And here's what I'll say about Katy Perry. All women could accept her, because if Britney Spears was out there, she'd be wearing like a thong and chaps. Katy right. Perry was, she like appealed to everyone. She had those big, stupid sharks for the kids. The pervert who just wants to see cleavage, she gave him cleavage with the second outfit. Mm-hmm. And then women who just want to be like, oh, that's pretty, that's cute.
And then Missy Elliott.
And then Missy Elliott had to come out and drag things down again. You thought she was good though, right, Sam?
I mean, honestly, Katy Perry's not for me. I know you like her, apparently.
I don't like her. I just thought it was a good halftime show.
If anything,
for
Missy
what
Elliott gave me some nostalgia. It was like, I felt old because I'm like, wow, Missy Elliott, that's
Sam
a long time ago. I was twerking.
Missy Elliott performance.
Which now, I thought she sounded good.
If I'm not mistaken, isn't this the first year where Katy Perry had to pay to do the halftime show?
Yeah, that didn't happen, though. That was, they were, it came out
through?
That they were looking, they were trying to charge
because could you see her like at the end going, all right, Lenny Kravitz, you owe me about $20,000. Yeah. You're on for about 10 minutes.
Well, you know, if that was Missy, the case, yeah, Missy Elliott probably paid. Like, it was like a barter deal. Like, yo, let me get my career going again. I'll give you $1 million.
Well, okay? I mean, it's done. True. I thought Missy Elliott, I didn't know she was even alive, to be honest. And
that probably explains why she was there.
To see her in front of 100 million people. I mean, it's worth her paying whatever it takes.
Well, we're going to be here all week. So if you want to listen, I recommend listening and then going to WLUP.com and then tell them what you think. Every day we're going to wrap up the show with a little something we call Mano's Memo.
We kick this thing off greeting y'all loyal loopers with a brief stroll down memory lane. See, 15 years before kicking off the Loop Morning Show search, we got our start in this very studio, which at the time was home to Chicago's former alternative rock station. Oh, cool. I loved The Zone, said no one ever. a lot of sentimental memories in here for us this morning. Like, God, there's so many. But the time that Turd stapled his manhood to that microphone Sam has against his lips. Good times, boys. We moved into the fallout.
Do you think that these are the same, like, mic?
I hope not.
Mic covers?
I really hope not. We moved into the fallout from last night's big game, specifically the MVP, Falcor. Cute Clumber Spaniel, who notched a Puppy Bowl record 4 touchdowns. He looked more excited to win that car, though, than Tom Brady did.
Didn't they call back the fourth one, though, I thought?
Well, it's still under review. I think the game's still going on. I don't know. Our very own Base was in Phoenix covering Super Bowl 49, took the red eye and brought back an exclusive post-game interview with Beast Mode, who told the Abe Cannon Show, quote, "I'm just here so I don't get the ball on the one-yard line," end quote. Nice. Hashtag least mode.
Boom.
That's how it's done.
Exclusive.
$240. That's the amount of dollars Abe Cannon, real money, that Abe Cannon, not Monopoly money or fake money or IOUs, that Abe Cannon lost last night. And that's not bad until you consider that was before kickoff.
telling you, it's a curse of Joe Namath.
As he does every year, he took heads in the coin toss. And even without a drunk Broadway Joe wearing Jesus' amazing Technicolor dream coat and botching the flip, Abe still took heads and was outraged when a two-sided piece of metal with a 50-50 odd of landing on one of those sides somehow managed to come up tails. It's an outrage, Abe.
It is an outrage, and it's the curse of Joe Namath, and he ruined something that I enjoy.
Yeah.
So now I'm not going to bet on the coin toss because Joe Namath destroyed
Unbelievable.
That for me.
And Abe, you know that normally I don't encourage your degenerate gambling, but I'll tell you this. If you ever have a chance to play blackjack with Pete Carroll, I want you to take it. After last night, I think we all know that dude hits on 20.
I'm going to split those 10s. I'm going to go ahead and split those 10s with a 6 showing.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you sure you want
to ask? Yes, both of them.
All right.
Of course, we talked about Katy Perry's halftime show, her entrance. Did you guys know this, Mark? The first time a lion has ever appeared in the Super Bowl.
Oh, wow.
Oh!
It was a passable performance, though, but as we just discussed, on a scale of 1 to cleavage, about a 1. Pete Townsend, I mean, the overall show wasn't what I think everyone was expecting from Katy Perry. Pete Townsend showed more skin during the Who's halftime show. We checked in with Johnny Weir, who took a break from covering MMA and NASCAR to talk about the intoxicating scent of Gronk's
jockstrap. So Anderson Silva and Nick Diaz, yeah. Oh, this man smell is so, oh, I love it.
Yeah. So we got a report on Gronk's jockstrap from him while wearing a sequined onesie, which made Bob Costas wish that Pink Eye had taken his sight back in Mother Russia. Last night, Abe literally thought, dude looks like a lady. After admiring a wide shot of an elderly woman's ass in the Super Bowl skybox, the woman, as he soon found out when the shot got tighter, that was Steven Tyler. Ooh, almost, Abe. Nice ass, regardless. We discussed the Super Bowl ads and found out that McDonald's will only accept lovin' as payment on their terms, which is a lot like real life. You can't force someone to take your lovin'. Even with a McGriddle, no still means no. And despite the love, the collective tone of the commercials were about as uplifting as a heroin addict watching Old Yeller with the shades drawn. A few comedic standouts, but I think most people this morning are braving the 19.3 inches of snow, humming the new Nationwide jingle, Nationwide, your son just died. That's Mano's memo for the Abe Cannon Show on 97.9 The Loop. Enjoy your snow day, loopers. Abe's going to stick around and put it to 11.
Yeah, that's right. And
we'll see you tomorrow.
We'll be here all week. Go to WLUP.com. We'll holler tomorrow. We out.
Later.
Peace.
David Blaine, your magic is real, and I believe in you.